listening to Viral Podcasting, the place to go to learn how to generate a six-figure income or more from your podcast. To get the latest tips and information, go to viralpodcasting.com.
Welcome back. This is Viral Podcasting training number 6. And I guess I want to talk about scripting. Do you need a script or don't you need a script? This is a bit of a heated topic. Look, if you're going to do a monologue and you are not some world-class expert on your topic, you at least need an outline, bullet points, something to guide you through the process, because it's really easy to get lost in your topic. I mean, I do it myself. Been doing it 6 years now. If you pick a topic, yeah, I can, if it's a topic that I'm familiar with, that I've been espousing on for the past 6 years, I'm probably pretty familiar with it, but still, and I consider myself to be a pretty good speaker, I can get out there and speak on a variety of topics that I'm quite familiar with, but still, it always helps to have a few guideposts. On the other hand, if you're really great at this, better than myself, then perhaps you don't need one. Now, when you're interviewing guests, many guests will want to have copies or a copy of the questions before you interview them. My feeling is, hey, I'll give you a copy of the questions, but don't expect me to be bound by the questions that you receive, because I'm going to take the interview in whatever direction it's going to go in. If you want to go give them questions and be bound by them, that's fine. I have guests all the time asking me for it, and I kind of laugh at it. I want my interviews to be spontaneous, to sound real. I don't want them to be these rehearsed, scripted things like you'd hear from a politician. It was all too common during the election season to know that certainly these politicians were just getting the questions and the answers in advance. Even saw emails that got leaked that proved this point. Keep it real, okay? It's okay to give them a list of topics you'll be discussing by all means, and if they're really insistent. One instance where you should have questions prepared in advance, although not necessarily given to your guest, is when you have a high-profile guest and you're feeling a little nervous and edgy and a little jumpy. Then do yourself a favor, prepare at least some of the questions in advance, even your opening intro line, have it done in advance so that you'll be prepared and you'll kind of pave the way for yourself, so it'll be easier when you begin your interview. You're not going to get tripped up and you'll sound more at ease. So that's the exceptions, but generally, you know yourself at this point in life. You know how much preparation you need. The more preparation you do, probably the less notes you're going to need and the less of a script. Look, I do a thing called the Triple Lutz Report, which is a commentary on a particular topic or item or group of items. In that case, I'll often write out my script verbatim, and I'm not interviewing anybody, but I would challenge you to know that I am actually reading the script, because I'm doing it in dramatic form, animated. I am moving my hands. I'm moving about in my seat. I'm tapping my foot. I'm doing all sorts of things to add energy to the speech patterns. So I'm varying my tonalities. At one minute, I'm going to be very low and deliberate. And the next minute, I'm going to be very loud and leaning forward in my chair and just mixing it up. So it's very difficult for someone to know that I'm reading a script. I could be reading this script right now and you would not know it. Of course, I'm not, because I already wrote the book and it's fresh. The material's fresh in my mind and I'm going through it and I've lived this stuff. Because when you've lived something, really, what's the point of a script? So my mind, I'm not a completely organized mind. I will admit that. Some people, every moment of their day is organized and scripted. They can't live without it. Other people's minds are so organized, so together, that this is simple for them and they would never need a script. You're probably going to fall somewhere between totally organized and totally disorganized, completely disorganized. That's kind of where I'm at. But having done this for so long, there is a zone that you can tap into. When you get to the point where you're not nervous, you're confident, you're at home, you're completely at one with yourself, then it becomes so easy. Because look, If I screw up this recording, you know what? I just shut it off, erase it, and I start again. And if I do it 4 or 5 more times, so it'll take me 4 or 5 more times. Yes, I would like to get this done as quickly as possible because I've got other projects that are waiting for my attention that I need to complete. But you know what? If I don't, so I don't. It's no big deal. And the minute you can take the emotion out of it and get rid of the emotional investment, look, if this isn't life and death. I mean, people are not going to live or die based on the quality of my performance in this video here. Hopefully, you are going to find it useful and it's going to enable you to improve the quality of your podcast. But worst comes to worst, I don't put in the best performance ever. Well, I'm not going to feel good about myself, but it's not going to be a life-altering event. Now, if I'm paid to give a speech before 15,000 people and I screw up there, yeah, I am not going to feel very good about it. I don't get a do-over. I don't get another recording. So you're damn straight. I'm going to prepare. I am going to rehearse the speech. Recently, I gave a speech at my daughter's wedding. And it just so happens, trying not to be too full of myself, but everyone said I gave the best speech of the night. And I only went through the giving of the speech, practiced it 2 times. I didn't think I needed more than that. I had printed it out on a piece of paper, but I also had a backup copy on my iPhone. And as it turned out, I couldn't find the printed copy, so I just read it from the iPhone. It was no big deal. Now, why was my speech the best of the night? Well, I would like to think because I am a professional speaker, but that was only part of it. The material in the speech I spent. First, I wrote out about a couple pages, and then I kept going back, improving it, put it down, went back, put it down, went back. Oh yeah, well, this needs to be in there. I was kind of going through my daughter's entire life, embarrassing moments, funny moments, and it just kind of came together. It just spontaneously gelled. And you'll find if you invest the time, this will happen to you too. But if you're doing a lot of segments like I am, 12 to 15 a week, you can't invest that kind of time into any single one of them. But my Triple Lutz reports do have my name on it, and I do put a good amount of time into them. I've found when I don't prepare them from a written text, at least a substantial portion of them, and rather kind of just do them off the top of my head. They're not as effective. They're not as tight. They're not as directed. And I don't feel as good about them. So finally, I broke down and I said, you know, I just have to start writing them out. So the point here, not what I do, not what you do or should do. You have to do what's comfortable to you that will give you the best performance within the constraints of time. Look, reporters on television, some of them have the stuff written out. Some of them don't. In England, in Europe, they call reporters, the anchors, they call them newsreaders. They don't call them commentators or anything else, newsreaders, because you know what? They read what's put in front of them. Some people can speak without written content in front of them. Others can't. It all depends on what works for you. And if I've helped you with this, I hope so. There's no hard and fast rules. It all depends upon you. So see what feels more comfortable. See what sounds better. Do some air checks when you've read material and when you've just done it impromptu off the top of your head. And by the way, always keep a bottle of water handy. You never know when you're going to need it. Your voice is your instrument. Your throat tends to get dry over time. Definitely keep it handy and take breaks because your voice will get dry, especially when you're doing it 5 days a week like I am. So that's it for number 6. Number 7 coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about promotional strategies, social media, and how you really make your site go and your show, most importantly, your podcast, go viral.
This has been another episode of Viral Podcasting. Be sure to visit us at viralpodcasting.com.